campuses and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
All right, it's hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I got a guest coming on with Steve and I this hour. I'm excited to have him. His name is Dan Pilla, and we'll get to him in just seconds. Really interesting guy. From what I understand, he's 86 and living healthy and strong. And I'll have to tease our health week with us next few moments we have him on, and get his secret to being so with it and strong at 86. So anyways, we'll talk to him about that. And he's also at Freedom Calendar. I'll ask him about the Freedom Calendar. His son is Dan Pilla, the well-known tax movement attorney, and we'll have to get more info about Dan. I'm excited to meet him and bring him on the show. But first, let's take a caller that I think is probably going to comment on what we had going last hour. We had quite the discussion going on. And who is this? Who?
Three owls.
Who? All right, enough of my guess. My joke, rather. Three owls. Go ahead.
That's very funny. Native American. I was here for a long time, but I've been listening.
You're Native American? You must be ugly as a dog.
Yeah, probably. But I've got three legs. But the thing is, it's like I've been listening to your show for a long time, and normally it takes a bold person to call up on a radio show that's going to go out into the ether and express their opinion. But the fact that I had to listen to that knucklehead, he needs a history lesson. If he has any sense, he would know that Egypt is in North Africa. So all the stuff that he's talking about came from North Africa. So all these inventions, math, mathematics, astronomy, archaeology, all of that came from there. So those happen to be Negroes, okay? So I have a list in front of me of inventions that were probably because slaves got tired of doing this crap. It was the almanac, Benjamin Banneker, the ice cream scoop, okay?
All right.
The ironing board, keychain, lawnmower, all of that, the lemon squeezer and lantern, the light post, all of that was done by an African, you know, probably a jigaboo is what he would think. But he just needs to be schooled. So if he really wants to look something up, he could look up the Husia, H-U-S-I-A, which is in the Egyptian walls. That's what the Bible came from. It was all plagiarized. So if he really wants to be educated on what's really going on and has some knowledge, he needs to look that up. But I enjoy your show. I just had to call in because I couldn't take it anymore.
Hey, we'd like to hear from you.
We'd like to hear from you.
You're smart, and we appreciate your comments. You know,
and I'm sure you are beautiful, by the way. All right?
Sometimes I feel like I could do a backflip up my ass and disappear, but thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you. All right. Well, good. We'll put an end to that discussion for now with that very appropriate phone call. And that was great. All right. Let's talk to Dan Pilla. Hey, Dan, how are you, sir?
Fine. Thank you, sir.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm sorry?
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been involved in the Patriot Movement since the early 60s. And when I found out our country has gone communist, I thought we better do something about it because they defied the laws, God's law, the laws of gravity. And we wonder why our country is going to pot, because you can't keep thinking you're smarter than God and getting away with it. I'm 86 now and haven't had a headache, taken a pill, or seen a doctor since 1971.
Bravo.
And we got to watch what we eat, because I figured the age I'm at, haven't had a pill and headache and such, is because you got to stop eating Elmer's glue. And what I mean by Elmer's glue is, what do you make wallpaper glue out of? Flour and water. What do they make bread and pasta and pizza out of? Flour and water. Then we'll wonder why we get sick. In the meantime, we have to teach a people with four fives. If you know what I mean by four fives, it's five words or less, 5 seconds, fifth grade level, five times. Because people do not read anymore, then we wonder why we fall for the lies propagated by the international bankers.
Let's go over the five fives again, or is it four fives?
Four fives. Five.
Tell me them one more time.
5 words or less, 5 seconds, fifth grade level, and five times. That's how we've got to teach. A radio ad's that way, isn't it? Isn't it a billboard ad that way?
That's exactly what I was thinking, Dan, is that's what the mainstream media does to exploit the masses with their propaganda, that's for sure.
Right. In the meantime, now, I don't care what school you went to, I don't care what church you went to, you've been lied to all of our lives, and they wonder why we've gotten ourselves in deep water. And that's the reason why I put together this Freedom Counter. It's going on the 25th edition, and 2014 is the 25th edition. We change them every year, and people love it. I can tell you that right. I get compliments from people all over the world about this calendar.
All right, tell me more about the concept of a Freedom Calendar.
Got the Bill of Rights, how to use them, comments from the scriptures, commentaries from our forefathers, and how to use them properly. And it's the best thing out there. And the website on it is w.freedomcalendar.com. Hey, look it up on the website if you want. You're interested, and I promise you, you'll learn something. And that's the best I can tell you with it, because, for instance, you remember Martha Stewart. She got put in the hotel, the Crowbar Hotel, because she lied to the interrogators, right? She only had to say two words to get off the hook. What are the two words? No comment. Or user, I cannot be compelled to answer your question. I invoke my Fifth Amendment right not to be a witness against myself. And how many times have we been forced by the government, I shouldn't say forced, intimidated is a better word, by a government agent or cop or whatever, that here, sign here, and you can go away. Well, all you got to say is, Ninth Amendment. And here's how you say it properly. In regard to this matter, I will timely exercise my First, Fifth, and Ninth Amendment rights to remain silent, my right not to speak or write on paper. That's how you have to talk to these people. You got to exercise them. If you don't know your rights, you don't use them. Don't use them, you lose them. And that's what it's all about. That's why our country's gone to pot, because we don't know our rights and don't know what's going on. And that's as simple as that. For instance, then how many times they try to force you to science? Well, God says, swear not by any other oath. Every time we sign a government false God form, 1040, loan application, under penalty of perjury, we put ourselves in jeopardy of fines or prison. We give jurisdiction to the false God. We violate God's word and we wonder why we're in trouble. And we quote the scripture underneath it. So then, for instance, the Third Amendment. I'm not going to go into the amendment, but modern wars would be impossible without paper money. How electronic computer entries, which creates a false sense of prosperity, burdens the bearer with destructive debt, corrupts his morals, and cheapens his life. Now, today, America's money is 97% electronic. It's not money. 3% paper. then we wonder why we're in deep water. We violated the Article 1, Section 10 there. It goes on and on, different things. And for instance, the Second Amendment on state governments commit treason by sending state National Guard troops overseas as a cannon fodder to fight for oil barons and to receive federal funds. Then we wonder why we're in trouble, because it defies the laws of gravity all over.
Good points.
Thanks for the compliment.
Hey, Dan, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back to you and get more of your insights on the other side. Stand by, all right?
The Bob Duskin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Dan Pilla of the Freedom Calendar and so much more. He's been a patriot for how many years did you say, Dan? 35?
I said
35.
No, the early 1960s.
Wow, over 40 years.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I've been involved a little bit.
50 years, Dan. Jeez.
And I'll tell you something. If we don't get the people educated, because I'm afraid that we're going to go down the river real bad, and it's going to take 20, 30 years to get this thing turned around, because my generation's gone. The generation below me is gone. And it's going to take a generation or two below that to get us turned around, because we have to get smart. We can't keep falling for the lies.
Let me ask you this. Over the years, you've seen people come and go.
Correct.
Where do you think we stand as far as a movement, for lack of a better term?
Well, the sad part of it is that people who had half knowledge are passed on the great beyond. In the meantime, now, well, I have a 9-year-old grandson who said, if the government prints the money, why do they have to tax the people if they can just print more money? 9-year-old said that.
Wow.
Think about it. The government prints the money on a sheet of paper, 32 bills on a sheet of paper, 6,000 sheets an hour. That's from the floor to the top of a table. That's 3 feet high. 6,000 sheets an hour, 24 hours a day. They cut them up in stacks of 1,000, sell them to the private bankers for $12. That was in 1974. And then they turn around, the government needs money, turns around and borrows it back from the bankers after they sold them for $12 for 1,000 sheets of paper. That's fraud, extortion, and theft by swindle. It's as simple as that. Now, if the taxes and usury did not exist, government and bankers' robbery would die. And that's what it's all about, because the IRS is a private corporation. It is as simple as that, and people don't know it, and most people are not even required to file an income tax return. But let's not even go there, because that's another ballgame.
You're right. We've talked about that before several times on the show. Your son is also very much involved with that, right?
Well, he can help a lot of people. Some people he can and some he can't. And I get compliments from him about him and a little cussing too about him sometimes. But truthfully speaking, we all try hard. And some people get their necks in the noose so bad they can't get out. And that's where the problems come in. You have to know where you're going, otherwise you're in deep water. And that's one of the reasons why I put this calendar together. Because stop and think a second. When you sign a piece of paper and then your subjects that go to jail, that's ridiculous. Whose life did you hurt? Whose property did you hurt? Whose liberty did you hurt? And that's what it's all about. Because you don't know your rights, you don't know them. Don't use them. Don't know them, you use them. Don't use them, you lose them. And that's what the Freedom Calendar is all about. You got to check it on the website if you can. FreedomCalendar.com, because I promise you it's a hell of an educator. And it also explains jury rights and jury nullification. It's all in the calendar. On the money issue, also in the month of December. And that's what I can tell you. And then, for instance, most states' constitutions declare all land to be allodial. What does allodial mean? Freehold, free of rent or service, held independent, opposed to feudal. In other words, property taxes are not liable. Well, that's a fraud that they perpetrate upon us. See, all these laws and junk that's coming in, and I'll bet you nickel, Obamacare or Hillarycare has the identical laws written from bankers in London, England, and implemented here that none of the lawmakers ever read it. Then they put them in law that you're supposed to obey. Not on your life. Because that's not what freedom's all about. And according to the Ten Commandments, if you don't hurt anybody's life, liberty, or property, you're not doing anything wrong. But it's a little different ballgame today in America, because we're in slavery and people don't know it. That's what's so sad. They do not know they're enslaved on a false money system. Just think, electronic money. It's not money.
It's not. They're just zeros in a computer these days, and it's all debt-based, and yeah, we've gone over this many times before, and you're spot on with your analysis, Dan. Let me ask you this, Dan. When 9/11 happened, did you know right away that there was more to that story?
Can I tell you something? We used to meet. They all died off now. The day after 9/11, I walked downstairs to this restaurant that we're meeting at. I said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the feds had their fingers in yesterday's fiasco. Two guys almost had heart attacks when I said it. And they got some mad. Fed SOB to come here again. I'm not coming back because he's goofy. Well, I got news for you. As you well know, 9/11 is a sham. You know it. And how, if anybody thinks that a guy with a box cutters can bring down two planes, they need smelling salts. As simple as that.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to agree with me, fine. If you don't, that's your
problem. Oh, we totally agree. Totally agree with you. We know it's controlled demolition. We have 2,100 architects and engineers now. I mean, it's all over for 9/11. The forensics are without a fact. Without a doubt, the facts are in, you know.
Right, right. But see, that's not part of it on the calendar at all. I put together a lot of freedom tracks also, explaining a lot of things. And we've got to educate our people, because ignorance is bliss to some people, but I got news for you, it's deadly too, because it'll ruin you. And that's what, and my father used to say, believe nothing what you hear and half what you see. And the older I get, the more true it is. So simple as that.
Yep, I agree. Hey, do you remember the fax machine era where right around Oklahoma City time when we were sending all that information out via fax machines? Well, you didn't have radio like this. We didn't have the internet then, but we had fax machines. Remember that?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have ham radio or CBs or what other kinds of things? The only reason why I ask is, what if the internet goes down? What would we revert back to, going back to the roots of, you know, a lot of
CB,
people?
A CB, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If, I don't know. I mean, what can I say? There's nothing like the printed word, because I got news for you. You and I talking right now is hot air. We're just going out of my mouth and forgetting about it. Well, I believe in the idea that these little freedom tracks that I put out are the good educators, because they're fast, simple, easy to read, and not laborious or hard reading. Because I've been an old printer, being able to visualize, you got to tell a story in a headline. If you don't tell a story in a headline, forget it. You're going to lose them. And that's what it's all about. And that's the way I write things. Fast, easy, simple to read.
Yeah,
like
that's
a,
good.
Like a billboard ad.
How can they support you or get a hold of these things?
Well, www.freedomcalendar.com, or you can call me at 651-771-5234. Repeat, 651-771-5234, or www.freedomcalendar.com.
All right, let's talk more with Dan on the other side, and we'll take some calls with Dan as well if you would like to jump on board with us.
800-313-9443. The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. We're talking with someone who's been around for a while in this so-called patriot movement, or whatever you want to call it, and it's refreshing to hear his perspective and wisdom. Dan Pila is his name, and we've been talking a lot about his Freedom Calendar, which is at freedomcalendar.com. Definitely check that out. And what he's seen over the years in this crazy world we live in. Dan, let me ask you this. Let's talk a little bit about solutions. What do you see as a solution to, well, let's take our financial system. We were talking a bit about money.
We have to get out of the debt credit money system and get back to an honest money system.
And what is that honest money system?
Well, we cannot put money into circulation with a debt, by a loan. That's the only way it comes into existence. Abraham Lincoln got shot for that. They shot John Kennedy for that, too. For instance, you look at the dollar bill in your pocket. It says Federal Reserve Note. Talking about how the government prints up money. They changed two words on it to United States Note that eliminate that interest that we have, or usury. 0.5% interest is usury. So I don't care how you look at it. It's interest. And that's the debt money system, and that's destroying the nation. And we're not going to get out of this mess until we change that. Because stop and think a second. What is a nice smooth, fancy, sophisticated word that describes
fancy,
fraud,
sophisticated
that describes
word.
Fraud, extortion, coercion, plunder, and theft by swindle. Fancy, sophisticated word. One word describes it all.
Hold on, give me a second here. Let's see if I can get this. Steve, do you know it?
Yes, taxes.
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, very good.
Nice. It's extortion because Beardsley Rimmel said 1946. That's long before you guys were born. I was 18 years old then. Taxes for revenue purposes are obsolete. Think about it. 1946, they're obsolete. Then if they don't need their money for taxes, why are they so heavy, so a burden? Why is it such a burden upon the people? Taxes for revenue purposes are obsolete. Beardsley Rimmel, chairman of the Federal Reserve, New York, said this in 1946 to the American Bar Association. So you think that's cute?
It sounds like a connection, huh?
That's what a little I think bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A little bit. Theft by swindle. In 1969, I wrote a little flyer that says, beware, dollar of the future, Visa the mark of the beast, explaining how we're going into a cashless, checkless society. In 1969. Well, that's a couple of days ago now.
Yeah, seems like it. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, to some of us.
Well, right, I understand. And then let me ask you a question. Name three things you can do without getting anybody in the audience. Name three things you can do without getting a license from the government. Use your social surveillance number, SS number, pay a fee or tax.
Let's see. You can't eat. Well, the act of eating, yes, but not the acquisition of the food. Unless you grow it yourself, but then you got to grow it on land that's taxed and so on and so forth. Breathing air? Well, they're changing that with a carbon tax. That's in the works. That's
for
sure.
There isn't anything you can, well, very little.
Swim?
Very little. If not anything tangible you can't do. I can tell you that right now.
All right.
How about this,
Dan? Get married is one.
You need a license for that, Steve.
Well, not really. You can get married without a license. You could,
right.
I kid Dan because I am married without any state recognition. I don't need the state to tell me that I'm committed to my wife and my family. I don't need
right,
any of that.
Right. That's the key because no piece of paper is going to keep you together anyway.
Exactly.
If you don't care for each other. Then
which we don't, but that's a different story.
I'm sure, right. And then, do you know the six big destroyer of nations?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you know the six big destroyer of nations?
Six big destroyer of nations. Number one.
Paper money. Two, illegal taxes. Usury. Don't forget now, one quarter percent is usury. Interest. Forced race integration. Foreign wars were involved in a corrupt courts and legal system. And you tell me we're not there? We have to get this straightened out because lawyers and judges get away with lying all the time. And that's got to cease. Because if you can't lie to them, how can they get away with lying to you? We have not obeyed the Constitution. We have not obeyed the Bill of Rights. And that's what it's all about. And that's what this calendar is all about. It's very interesting. And where do you start? Then we cover everything about jury nullification and how the jury, just think of the judges say the jury is a thorn in the flesh. In other words, a pain in the neck. The jury is a thorn in the flesh to the judges because they can nullify a bad law by voting not guilty. And they better learn their rights as on the jury, because if anybody's been on a jury and does not know how to exercise jury nullification, then they don't belong in that jury.
Yeah, I agree. Jury nullification, in my eyes, could be a major solution. What could it be used for, in your mind, that would be a helpful thing to restore this republic?
Well, that'd be a big item there, Sue, because you got to play dumb, too, because these judges and government lawyers are corrupt. Now, I don't want to call them evil people, But they're evildoers, I'll tell you that right now, because most people, I think, are halfway decent. But then they get caught up in a system and can't get out because of the obligations, family, etc. But I'll call them evildoers. I don't want to call them evil people, but I'll tell you some are evil people and don't know it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I could run this by you. I said a statement on the show several weeks ago, and I said 80% of the American public is involved in criminal activity.
And don't know it.
Yeah, don't know it. I mean, it's a good portion. I mean, I'm saying that maybe 10 to 20% are actual criminals. Another 20% are probably being forced to do things because of the pressure that they're under.
Right, right.
And then the other 40% are just following orders and don't realize it. And there's maybe a few of us out there, the final 20% who are pretty much free and clear from all of that kind of stuff.
Well, and stop and think a second. The Sixth Amendment explains the jury rights and obligations. The Sixth Amendment does not mean or say that our assistant of a counsel must be a bar association lawyer or that our counsel must have a license. A judge violates his oath of office when he, 1, denies a citizen favorable witness to speak in front of the jury, denies a counsel of choice, denies a jury the right to judge the law and the facts of the case. This is in the calendar. It explains it very well. Then in the Seventh Amendment, on the jury safeguard again, the jury is a constitutional thorn in the flesh. It's all in here. Idiot-proof. We have to make everything idiot-proof. Because you got to know it within the bosom of your heart and the marrow of your bones. If you don't know that, then you're hung out to dry. And people don't know. They don't know. And they've got to be taught. Then stop and think a second. How many of you people have been mulked? M-U-L-C-T is a word. I bet you don't even know what that means. Have you ever paid a fine for speeding? By a highwayman? You know what the definition of a highwayman is, don't you? It's a bandit. Then you got to pay a fine, which is bail, ransom. That's mulked by the courts. M-U-L-C-T is the word. It's explained there in the Eighth Amendment. So it just breaks my heart. And then when a bureaucrat force you to fear your government, it's no longer your government. As simple as that. And how many people fear the government? Then it's not our government, is it? So that's the best I can tell you. And
Dan, we're going to take calls with you in just a moment, okay? Are you game for that?
I'm ready.
All right, so we'll do that in just a moment. We'll see. You never know with our callers. Jeez. 800-313-9443. Would you like to speak with Dan? You'll have a chance to do so in just a moment. 800-313-9443. Our guest, Dan Pilla, 86 years old. And we'll have to ask more about how he got there and continue to soak up his insights here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Special treat on this Friday. What's that, Dan?
To be interrupt you, I still can play catch with my grandsons.
I bet. All right, well, we'll have to learn more about that when we come back on the other side.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, we're going to take some phone calls with our guest, Dan Pilla. Dan, here we go. We're going to the phone lines. And we'll first talk with Fred in Michigan. Do you have a question or comment for Dan?
Yes, I do. Dan, I remember you from Chuck Harder for the People out of Florida. Do you remember that?
Chuck Harder in Florida. I don't think I was there. It might have been my son.
Oh, okay. For the People. Chuck was my wake-up call in the early 80s. He actually had his house burned to the ground a couple times, and that, of course, is the location of his broadcast. But you brought up, Dan, several things. There's an author who's a JD PhD, Edwin Vieira, I say, or Vieira, V-I-E-I-R-A. All wrote
Pieces of Eight.
Yeah, Pieces of Eight. Bruce McCarthy does a stellar presentation.
Right. Bruce is one of the best speakers in the country on the subject of money.
Oh, man, I wish he had a three-hour broadcast, on Republic, during the week, he also has a book, How to Dethrone the Imperial Judiciary, and I think that would be a most excellent, tool for all of us, to proceed. And I don't have it yet. I can order it. It's on order. Also, one of my favorite go-to resources is called Citizens Rule Book, Bill of Rights Jury Handbook, put out
right,
by...
Well, yes, except it's a good book. I sell them to people, too, but it's a little too hard to read. A little too hard to read because the print's too small for most people, and yet it's just a little too hard. It's, you know what I mean?
Well,
that's where the calendar... That's where the calendar comes in. It's a large enough print that you can read it without glasses, and that's the key, because people don't read.
Well, Dan, you know what? That's true for some part, like page 10, where it discusses unalienable natural rights.
Uh-huh.
And they cite Lysander Spooner, who says that government...
on a jury, right.
It's pretty amazing the intel... In the history that's recorded here, I mean, just this one book, this little...
It's an excellent book, believe me.
Book what? And, I mean, here, listen to this. There's nothing more terrifying than ignorance in action. A guy by the name of Getty, and that's at the Naval War College. Then there's a Minnesota State Supreme Court justice who made this statement. To embarrass justice by a multiplicity of laws or to hazard it by confidence in judges are the opposite rocks on which all civil institutions have been wrecked. Now, there's this guy, Mark Levin, the great one, who's proposing a constitutional convention of the states. The only thing that I can give him credit for in that context is the fact that he says that we do not need to be licensed attorneys to be judges. He did cite the need to terminate the 17th Amendment. He even cited one time Article 1, Section 8, where it says Congress shall have power to borrow money on the credit of the United States. Well, that has to be deleted. Obviously, if that's deleted, I mean, there's no provision anywhere in the federal charter for them to delegate away, and as what's this guy's name? Andy Gauss, who authored the books, Uncle Sam Cooks the Books and The Secret World of Money. Andy Gauss says, hey, it wouldn't be a big deal to call in all the Federal Reserve promissory notes, and
well, see, a lot of people are going to get hurt by that too now because they put their savings in all these T-bills and stuff, and they think, and they're going to get burnt. They're going to get burned bad. It's just so sad because they the full faith of credit.
Why can't we substitute them with U.S. Treasury notes backed by silver dollar?
Right. It should be. No state shall emit a bill of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender payment of debt. That's what it should be.
Article 1, Section 10.
Right. See, and that's what's so sad, because people don't know. And, for instance, let's stop and think a second. Do you think foreclosure is only a personal problem? The Federal Reserve is owned by the international bankers, is foreclosing on the United States in a sure and steady way. The politicians follow the dictate of these bankers with the current controls and land use laws forced on us, such as contrived wars, to justify the IRS, banning guns, EPA, wetlands program, park programs, urban renewal, endangered species, can't harvest trees, can't mine, seizing and destroying aging cars. The bankers, through government use police power, to steal, seize, and foreclose on more and more private property due to our bankrupt state of affairs with an illegal drug debt-building money system. The war on the family car is a secret plan of the Clinton's administration. Is this why many states are producing and promoting the light rail systems? And they keep borrowing more and more through these bond issues. And every 25, 30 years, they got to have a new ballpark. They knock down a good ballpark and build another one every 25, 30 years. That's tragic. And then they wonder why the people are losing their homes.
Exactly.
It's all by design. Exactly. It's all by design.
It's been orchestrated,
very good plan. I put this out. Forgive them not, for they know what they do, for high pay and pensions too. Simple as that.
That's exactly right. Hey, let's take another call. Thanks for the call, friend. Let's go to Eddie now in Jersey. Hello, Eddie. You're on with Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you think will become of America when white people become a minority?
We're already there, and it's going to slowly disintegrate more and more until we wake up. And it's not going to happen for a while. I pray that I live long enough to be able to see this thing turn around, then I can die in peace. But in the meantime now, where the school system's teaching this six sex and garbage, and that's an understatement, garbage, that they're indoctrinating the children. They're not teaching them anything, so they ought to get the kids out of the lying education system and start homeschooling. If they don't do that, it's doomed. And I see we're on the wrong path right now. We got to get off that train track because we're going to get run over. That's what I see coming. And it's all by design. Don't you kid yourself, because it's miscegenation. And that's what they want to make us, a minority.
So aren't they trying to make us South Africa, basically, where we become the minority and we have no power?
Well, that's what the writing's on the wall, isn't it? You can see it coming.
That's what I think, and that's why I called tonight.
Well, that's exactly it in a nutshell. Now, in the meantime, we better start educating. And I think this calendar would be very helpful for you. Very helpful.
Okay. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Right. Yeah, I'm not too hip with the whole white nationalist stuff, Dan.
You're not
I think white people are part of the problem in this country. I mean, I know a guy by the name of George W. Bush. I guess he's white.
Is he white?
Yeah, I know a few of these other people too as well.
Well, they're
John,
puppet.
Yeah.
Don't forget, he's a puppet. He was a puppet doing what he's told.
For who?
And you know what Adolf Hitler said?
What did he say?
The majority, just America hosts most of the most stupid people in the world. I'm paraphrasing it now. That's as simple as that. That America has the most stupid people in the world.
Well, I don't doubt that. Let's squeeze Fred in. Fred, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I spent most of 2 days ago calling bank managers to ask them what the definition of fractional reserve banking is, and I couldn't find one.
Here, I can explain it the simple way. Pretend you're a banker and you have $100 in total assets in your bank. I go to you for a loan. You can loan me 80 times that. Which is 8,000. I went to the Federal Reserve to learn how to do this.
Yeah, but the thing about it though is that I could not find a bank manager that could define for me what fractional reserve banking is. And I told him, if you don't know it, you don't know why you're getting your paycheck every week. Because
you're right, and I.
Well, what you better learn this: if a banker can loan 80 times his total assets.
Absolutely.
And then when you put up your loan for 80 times, that's $8,000, you got to give them 2-to-1 collateral, $16,000.
That's right. Thank you both, gentlemen. I appreciate it. We'll be back with hour number 3 in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only